though Dottie has died, we know our hope is that she doesn't die spiritually. She goes on. She lives on. That's the good news of the gospel. I've spent the last few weeks journeying with the family when Dottie first went into the hospital. It was a mix of feelings in that moment. We weren't sure what was going to happen, but in the end, Dottie died. But we know that she goes on. Life is more than physical. Let's pray. God, who gave us birth, you are more ready to hear us than we are to pray. You know our needs before we ask. Give us grace now, that as we struggle with the mystery of death, we may see the light of eternity. Help us to know that nothing in life or in death will be able to separate us from your great love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. When I was with the family, we spent a little bit of time sharing some scripture, sharing some stories, and one of the things that we shared together was Psalm 23, a psalm that is often read at funeral services. Hear these words. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And these words from the New Testament. And then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." I'd like to take just a few moments. Anyone who would like to share a few thoughts, maybe some memories of Dottie, something that is meaningful to you. So we'll take just a few minutes to do that. I know many in the family have shared their thoughts and feelings as we were together in the hospital, and some are not really ready to share this evening. They're in no condition to do that. So if anyone would like to begin and share just a few thoughts about their memories, their thoughts of Dottie. Are there any that would like to begin? Go ahead.
I got to know Dottie pretty well through Bicota Bible study. She was a member of our class for a number of years, and I am the facilitator of that class, and she loved when we got around to talking about Martin Luther and his impact, because she grew up a Lutheran, and she pulled out a little Lutheran catechism that she had on her bookshelf. She brought it in full of joy and shared it with us, and it was wonderful. She was just a very a present person in that Bible study, and she knew her scripture, and she enjoyed it. And I've shared this with Dory that we had four Dotties in the class. And one day she and I had breakfast together, and she was telling me about her brother and that he called her Mickey. Well, that was it. From then on, it was Mickey. And she always liked it when I'd say, Mickey, it's your turn. So she enjoyed that. And some of you know that she would clip out from soup can labels, those little things that you could redeem, and box tops from cereal. But people would surrender them with all this other stuff besides that. So she said, you know, just sit there, watch TV, and clip them out. And she just loved to do simple things, fill her time, and it was joyful for her. She knew she was doing something for other people. And that's the spirit and the heart of this dear woman who graced our lives. We'll miss her.
Are there any others that would like to share?
I would. I got to know Mrs. Aldridge through her activity in the International Order of the Rainbow for Girls, and how much she enjoyed coming to meetings and being there to be able to support her daughters and her granddaughters. And she did it always, as this lady has said, with a smile. It was never a burden. And I think it's something all of us can learn from her. She did everything with great joy and because she wanted to do it. And she loved what she was doing. I loved her. I loved her. And you know what? I learned something from you. Because I am a Lutheran, and I didn't realize Mrs. Aldridge was a Lutheran. You Lutherans stick together. And my name is Michelle, but everybody calls me Mickey. And I never knew that her nickname was Mickey also. But she was a remarkable woman, someone I think we all can learn from, and she will be missed. She definitely will be missed.
Thank you for sharing. Are there others? All right. One thing that I know from talking with the family, one thing that really seemed to be so important and really came out for the family was her dedication to the family. That she was a woman that the family could always depend on. That whatever the circumstance, whatever trial may have come the way of the family, that you could always turn to Dottie. You always knew she was going to be there and could help you through it. I think that's a wonderful testimony to a woman who lived a life of service, absolute love for her family, that was so willing to help others. She will be dearly missed. Let's pray. God, your love never ends. When all else fails, you still are God. Now we pray to you for one another in our need, and for all anywhere who mourn with us this day. May we always trust in you. Lord, we give Dottie into your hands. We commend your servant to you. Receive Dottie into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints of light. Amen. Now, I invite you, if you know the Lord's Prayer, to join with me in that prayer. Our Father, who art in thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. We will remember Dottie, a wonderful woman full of love for family and friends. Amen.
Amen.